B-Pod Studios.
Station. Sports Hub headlines.
Patriots offense struggled for most of the afternoon in L.A. yesterday, so the defense had to take over.
Shotgun snap to Herbert. Rears back, fires right, passes, intercepted by Phillips. Rises from the turf, runs left side, 10-5, pick six. His second interception of the day, and it's a touchdown for the Patriots.
That's the way you make a play.
That's Bob Soucy and Scott Zolak here on 98.5 The Sports Hub, and Adrian Phillips has picked six early in the fourth quarter, put his current team ahead of his old one for good in a 27-24 Patriots win over the Chargers. Phillips had two interceptions on the day. Damian Harris added a TD run, and the defense had three sacks as well as that interception of Justin Herbert. Patriots are now 4-4 and only a half a game out of a playoff spot. They face Stephon Gilmore for the first time since he left this coming Sunday when they visit the 4-4 Carolina Panthers. Turning to baseball, Red Sox broadcaster and former team player and coach Jerry Remy passed away over the weekend at the age of 68. Remy left Nesson during this season to fight cancer. At the World Series, the Astros won in Atlanta last night 9-5. That pushes the World Series to a Game 6. It's tomorrow night in Houston. And the Celtics play Chicago at TD Garden tonight. Sean Grandy and Cedric Maxwell have the pregame at 7 and the tip-off at 7:30 here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Celtics didn't list anyone on the injury report yesterday. Sports Hub headlines are brought to you by Avidia Bank, the Orange Bank. Work with a community bank that does whatever it takes to remain the Metro West's best bank, Avidia Bank, honest to goodness, member FDIC, member DIF. I'm John Wallach at Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Your next update at 7:30.
All the trolls come out at night.
Right, forgot about that. Shame on me.
It's Adam Jones on the Sports Hub. This is the home of the Bruins and the Celtics.
It is nothing but a thrill a minute.
And these guys.
Oh, my Lord, what could come next?
Dutcher and Rich on Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Second down and 10 for the Chargers coming up from the 40. Herbert drop back. He's pressured by Barmore.
Yeah.
Wrapped up by Barmore and Judon. And as the flag falls, so does the quarterback. Taken to the turf with a Patriots sack.
Man, I love Barmore. That kid's got so much energy. And he's physical. They need that. They need a wrecking ball in the middle to go with Judon.
Yeah, I definitely didn't have my best day at all. And I think everyone around me had a great day. And that's what football is all about. The offensive line did a great job keeping me clean. And you got to watch the film and look at the X's and O's of it.
Everybody,
I'll tell you that market that Hardy made during COVID. They got rid of the market here at the radio station, and Hardy made his own one.
Mm-hmm.
He's getting my money.
Yep, he has gotten at least maybe $10 of mine so far.
Yeah, I've never stolen from it. That I can tell you. By the way,
I have a credit. I didn't have change one day, so I just put like in a five and I grabbed one bar. So I think that I'm entitled to like three more later on.
Sure. Just keep track.
Yeah.
They're getting rid of the tents on Methadone Mile. Did you see that?
Yeah. Over at Mass and Cass.
Yeah.
Yep.
And, my wife was like, oh, I was unaware there was a Methadone Mile. And I said, oh, yeah, it's in the paper a lot. You know, you wouldn't see that. But I get to see it. I get to see it every day.
Yep.
I get to see Methadone Mile. Because the station was like, where do you want to build? Where do you want your building? Right on, like right by Methadone Mile.
It's going to drop it into a dangerous section of town with nails every 50 yards driving.
You can put the station anywhere. Where do you want it? Well, Methadone Mile? Because Boston is an odd city in that there's not very many bad areas compared to most cities. In most cities, in any other city you've gone to, I don't know about Dallas, Rich, but I would imagine.
There are some bad, bad spots in Dallas. Yes.
Well, obviously Detroit, you've heard about the wreckage and the human suffering that goes on there.
Well, you've heard all the Marcus Smart stories from Dallas, where he grew up.
There you go.
Bad, bad area.
Atlanta, obviously very bad areas. And then Boston doesn't really have that too much, but... Not really.
Well, I mean, if you think of it's funny because I follow a lot of those accounts that have the police scanners on it.
Mm-hmm.
And Roxbury, there seems to be a decent amount of shootings.
Oh, yeah. Roxbury, Mattapan, and Dorchester.
Yep.
Right. Yeah, those are the, but comparatively to other cities, these are pretty isolated areas. And the station was just like, I don't know, like, there's all this land. Just pop this bad boy right into Methodist Mile.
In fairness, Methodist Mile is kind of, it's kind of far away from
I
here.
Drive for it, through it. Oh, I had to, well, I had to redo my route so I wouldn't drive directly through it. Oh, Rich, I have people throwing themselves in my car in the morning.
Yeah, so you're over by the Boston Medical Center is where you drive each day. Yeah, yeah.
That is the intersection of Mass and Cass,
yeah,
right
that's,
there.
That's where it's, yep.
Yeah, and just, you know, every morning there's someone throwing themselves in my car or the hint of someone about to throw themselves in my car. It, not a lot of adhering to pedestrian laws in terms of traffic. It's starting to drive me insane. I just don't know why the station decided to move.
Only 8 months left, Fred.
That makes it worse. Like, you know when something's going to end?
Yeah.
And then, like I had accepted this.
Yeah.
And now that I know we're moving, it's, like, making it worse. But I just see, because, like, no one I know, knows Methadone Mile. Like, no one I know is ever, like, down there. Why would they go down there? Like, why would you go down there? Which I guess is part of the problem, right? And I'm not taking a political stance. I don't know if they should get rid of the tents. I don't know why there were tents to begin with. That you could just set up tents on the side of the road and okay. But nonetheless, all I know is that due to my employment, I'm forced to go through the one area of Boston, one of the few areas of Boston that is cracked out.
Well, as soon as we leave, this place is going to be like high dollar stores,
mm-hmm. Yeah, good
restaurants.
Luck.
No. I think. Well, I mean, look at the housing prices. I mean, they've gone.
They were not that crazy. You can buy a full on church for $3 million down the street, like a full on
just wait church.
A church that was 2 years ago worth probably $500,000. I mean, the house prices in this area.
As soon as they knock
down
these three buildings in a row, prices are going to go through the roof.
Okay, someone's got to buy them.
Yep,
and that's all I got to say. Is someone's got to buy them.
Well, there's like a huge mall that's going to be opening up right over here.
Yeah, in the pawn shop, you know, where the where Pawn Stars, he made his own mini mall. And guess what happened? No one came. So make as many mini malls. Just if you build it, doesn't necessarily mean they'll come. But God bless you. If they come, they come. But it would be nice to have one place that serves food.
That's true. Just having like a Chipotle in the parking lot or something like that.
Like, if we wanted to meet him, we were all hungry, we could go, like, oh, let's go meet Chipotle at this restaurant.
Yeah, that's all I want. All I want is Chipotle near me.
Just, or anything. Just a place that serves sandwiches. Anything. I mean, it's not too much to ask.
They got rid of the salad bar at the grocery store next door.
Oh, did they really?
There, you just go there and load up. Yeah. No salad. If they say, what, salad bars are at Vegas? They're back, baby.
Oh, salad?
Right. Well, they are back. All the buffets.
Whole Foods
open,
has
ready
got
to go.
Their salad bar and buffets back. The Whole
now,
Foods
is it,
by
is
me.
It, is it full or is it just kind of like a half? Like, because there's one that I've been to where they're kind of just dancing around. Like, there's just half of what it used to be.
The Whole Foods by me has a salad bar and a wing bar. And soups available.
See, the Wegmans near me does not have the salad bar that they used to have.
Oh, they used to have a salad bar.
Yeah,
Wegmans?
Right. Top floor. Yeah. Do oh, not
two
have
floors.
That. Oh yeah, I got a mammoth Wegmans near me.
You put the cart on the. It takes the cart up.
Oh yeah, the cart has its own escalator. Hell
I'll
yeah.
tell you what, you could live your whole life and still be impressed that there's a thing that takes the cart up. That's an advancement in technology.
They got one of the Target near here, too. You just put that thing on there and like, ooh, you stand next to
awesome.
It. Awesome. Like,
wow, hey, wait, I'm
this?
Going faster than that thing.
That's where you buy your tent. There's a Target down there.
For the Methadone Mile. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, throw yourself in enough cars, save up, and get yourself a nice tent.
Stay out of the rain if you need to.
That was nice of me. I'm a hero. I let the gentleman get out of the rain. But the But it's just, I guess if you throw yourself in enough cars, mm-hmm. anything's possible. You get yourself a nice tent. What's the strategy today? I don't know. I think I'm going to get up around 4, throw myself on some cars. And have Fred dread the two red lights. And if he gets up there, I'll throw myself on the car.
Isn't that area where they wanted to build the new stadium, like the new Revolution Stadium? Wasn't it kind of over in that area right there?
See, I thought it was over by Northeastern.
No, I think it's right over right where it was supposed to be.
It was frontage road. It was, yeah, right on that turn.
Yeah. All right. Which, I mean, obviously would have, you know, brought in a bunch of businesses and a bunch of money as well.
That would have.
Yeah.
That would have.
But I think the city was like butting heads with the crafts as far as wanting to get it done there.
Now,
you don't say, really?
Now, is UMass Boston back in school? They are back in school.
Okay.
Because that's a, but that's a commuter school for the large part.
There are a small number of dorms over there.
Right, right. I'll be interested to see. Listen, what, I'm no land baron. I don't have any land. It will just be interesting to see if this area ever does respond. I have my doubts, but we'll see. These are gradual things. Now, if they built a big casino, that's what worked in Detroit. You just put casinos down and then nothing stops. But they're going to open a Total Wine like on the Methadone Mile, and so like there's this big fight if they should build this Total Wine.
Perfect.
And they're like, no, it's not a good idea. And it's like, wine is the problem. You have people, you have such a bad heroin problem that there's people literally in tents, and you're concerned about the. I'd be concerned about working at the Total Wine. Or, you know, owning the Total Wine. But you think the wine store, that's going to put you over the top? It was in the Globe yesterday. It was one of the first stories in the Globe. They're going to build a Total Wine. And people are like, oh, that's a bad idea. I mean, you know, all those heroin people, you know, they'll be able to get Chianti now and the whole thing. Because nothing, you know, nothing pairs with a nice dose of fentanyl like a rosé. That's the least of your problems. I'd want everything. Buy everything. Build everything. Build. I would get anyone who's got the balls to move into that area. God bless you. Total Wine's the problem? What planet are you on? Well, now they're going to have access to wine. Well, I mean people living on the street.
Fred, there was, I live downtown, and there was this empty area, and it's been empty for a while, and I remember there was this developer who came in, and they wanted to open up one of those, like, bowling alley restaurant places, kind of like a King's, and which I was like, this is great. Awesome. First of all, A, it's good because I got kids, and during the winter, it's awesome. I could just take them bowling, and they could do all that.
Yeah.
Second of all, more eyes on the road. Like, more businesses, it's safer that the area feels.
Sure.
So, I guess because it's due diligence, the owners or the people who were proposing to make this bowling alley had to go to each of the buildings around and like make this proposal. And there were these old ladies who lived in our business or lived in our building who just did not want it. They said, wouldn't you like to have like a Neiman Marcus instead? And I'm like, Neiman Marcus isn't begging to come build something here. A bowling alley is.
Neiman Marcus.
And they're thinking like, do you know what kind of element bowling alleys bring? I'm like, what is this, the Music Man? You're bringing in billiards, and all of a sudden, we're all
riling up against pool hustlers. Yeah,
we got trouble right here in River City.
You know, you have a T that rhymes with B that stands for bowling.
And I'm like, what are you doing?
You're going to have a bunch of scam artists with their own bowling balls.
Right. They're going to like rumble out the streets. I'm like, what are you envisioning? And these old ladies ruined it. And you could see the faces on these women. They thought they were going to come in there, and they had a great presentation. Everything seemed to fit. And all like the young people were like, this is great. And these old ladies made it such a headache that they said, nope. And they left. And they didn't end up building it there, which sucks.
Well, they wanted a Neiman Marcus, Rich.
Well, of course. Who wouldn't want that?
Well, there's a store when I visit Canary Row in London that fits suits. And I would like them to bring that store in.
Because big-ass department stores right now are making all the cash.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's all about brick and mortar, baby.
I mean, I was so pissed.
Oh, I'd be pissed, too. But I just think it's funny. It's like someone's got the balls to open something on Methadone Mile, and they're like, oh, no, it's wine. Yeah, excuse the heroin problem. Yeah, it's the wine that's going to be. I mean, now you've introduced a whole different element to it. All right, we're going to be back with Alex Barth. Every time I see these stories, I'm like, why do I have to drive down Methadone Mile? All right, when we see these stories, that's what I have to say. Alex Barth is going to join us. He'll talk about the Patriots game in just...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Alma28.com.
Get out of here. Come on. Don't listen to them. Listen to no one.
Don't listen to them. You're going to ruin your career.
But you're rich.
You can't listen to those people. They're maniacs.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Mac Jones.
Big win.
To the knee. One final time, and the Patriots come back here in Los Angeles, and they win it over the Chargers. 27-24, the final, the seventh straight win in the series for the Pats. You've won 20 of the last 23.
Hey, Pete, y'all, man. I'm telling y'all, man, I'm so happy for that guy, man. He work his butt off. And every opportunity that he gets, he excels in whatever role we need. Like, dude play linebacker, safety, dime, he'll rush the edge for us. Like, anything we ask him to do, he excels in it.
Anything we ask him to do?
That was Matthew Judon, so I guess that maybe he views himself as the leader of the defense, which he should be.
I thought it was Kyle Van Noy, so I was ready to make fun of him.
Oh, no.
Judon's at least good.
Yeah, Judon's great.
Fourth in the NFL in sacks right now.
Yeah.
No, Judon's a great free agent.
Is Judon the best player on the Patriots?
Yes.
Yep. No. Yep.
Judon.
Tone setter. Everything you want right now. I mean, I know that there's so many veterans in there like Devin McCourty and Dante Hightower, but Judon should be the leader of your defense.
Hightower. Especially after watching him yesterday get juked out of his cleats.
Well, did you see McCourty when they pushed Eckler into the end zone? Oh. I mean, McCourty's just standing there.
That being said, that was awesome. That was such
It was awesome watching the Patriots, J.C. Jackson, and all those guys get pushed backwards into the end zone.
But that's one of those things where, like, when I saw that happen, I was like, oh, I don't know if the Patriots can recover from an embarrassing
moment.
Smacked
in the mouth. They did. That was the first drive of the game.
And that says something about the Patriots.
They did recover because they got the personal foul called when Mac Jones slid, and then the guy, like, went whoops-a-daisy.
Well, I think we all know that that's garbage.
Yes.
Like, that is something that I don't care how big of a Patriots homer you are. That is
Well, the Jets
not...
got a real garbage call, and there's game against Cincinnati, a defender went to make a tackle, and the guy from the Jets, Mike White, lowered his head, and they went helmet to helmet, and they called it on the defensive player, and the defensive player hadn't moved at all.
But then again, the Patriots, I mean, they kind of got hosed on that late hit on Mac Jones as well. That did not happen. It was not called.
Right.
But, I mean, you know, what are you going
to do? They hadn't blown the whistle, I guess, or they had just blown the whistle. I don't know. Alex Barth covers the Patriots for us, 98.5thesportshub.com. He joins us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Alex Barth, first of all, Richie didn't know this. I follow him on Twitter. He was hanging out with Jizzy Pearl last night in L.A.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was at LA Guns reunion.
Impressive.
How many bands has Jizzy Pearl been in?
For every band that needed a person.
That's right.
Yeah.
If you're a hair metal band that needed a singer. He's an author of many books. Alex Barth... What did they do defensively? They seemed to own Herbert. What did they do defensively that you saw? How are they confusing him?
I don't know that it was. There was some confusion. He talked after the game actually that they played more zone than he expected. But I think a lot of it was just they were able to get pressure without blitzing. They were able to get after him, get him off his spot, but keep him in the pocket, and they didn't need to take too many extra resources. When they did, he beat him a couple times. There was one play, I think it was the Jamie Collins near sack, where they almost had him. He checked it down to a running back, and the running back picks up like 15 yards. But you know, when they didn't blitz, Matthew Judon was right there. Christian Barmore had a great game as well. Dietrich Wise got in on him a couple times, and kind of the same thing they did last year. They were just constantly in his face, and it just threw him off his rhythm.
All right, so when you take a look at what they've been able to do in these against good teams, they almost beat, obviously, Dallas, and they almost beat Tampa Bay, and then finally yesterday, they're able to close it against a decent team. Is this a progression that is this something that you've seen almost like they were learning how to close out a game, and yesterday they finally delivered?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's the perfect way to put it, and when people were frustrated with those earlier losses, and I get being frustrated, that's kind of what I was pushing is you have a rookie quarterback, you have all these new pieces. This season's more about the big picture and about you know, players kind of learning the system and the chemistry and figuring all that out. And I know it sounds cliche, but that's the reality. And you kind of saw it in practice this weekend that they're going to kind of fine tune things as the season goes on. And the picture is going to look a lot better the second half of the season than it did the first. And, you know, this is the perfect example. It kind of felt like after those games, like, man, they really got to play a perfect game to beat a good team, because they kept, you know, just one mistake was killing them. And I wouldn't say they played a perfect game against the Chargers. I thought they played well. I don't think they played a perfect game. They overcame some mistakes. You guys were talking about that first touchdown, right, where you never see the Patriots get the pile moved on them like that. And they did, and then the Chargers scored. And like you said, that was a moment where I was like, wow, they, you know, is this moment going to be too big for them? It's a big game. They responded well. They came back, and they ultimately won the game.
They made a lot of mistakes. I mean, they had a good touchdown called back for a holding penalty.
Horrible
they had
fumble that was out there. Kendrick Bourne got benched for a little bit after that.
Well, yeah, got benched for a while. They had the terrible play calling on the goal
inside
line.
Inside the five, yep.
So, yeah, I mean, they made a lot of mistakes. How good do you think are the Chargers? Like, do you think that at the end of the year we're going to look at the Chargers as being as good a team as the Patriots, in that they've been beaten now two games in a row by veteran coaches? This seems like a team with a lot of holes.
I mean, I still think they're a pretty good team. I don't know that they're in that elite class of the NFL, but again, they're a young team too. They've been together a little bit longer. But no, I think they're a good team. I said it yesterday. I wouldn't be surprised. You know, we could see this game again in the playoffs if the Chargers kind of hold on and win the AFC West. If the Chiefs continue to stumble, and we'll see what happens with them, and the Patriots end up a wild card team, I could see these teams playing again. So this is a quality win. The Chargers are stumbling a little bit right now, but they're a quality team.
We're trying to figure out as the season goes along, Alex, about what kind of quarterback Mac Jones is. It looked like Josh McDaniels insisted upon a lot of deep shots in the first half. He throttled things back in the second half, but Mac Jones not accurate on the deep throws. Is he what we all think he is, basically a short pass quarterback and not a guy you should throw the ball deep with?
I don't think he's a guy that's ever going to throw the ball deep regularly. I thought some of the throws he missed, right, when he went on that stretch, he was like 2 for 13, something like that. A lot of those were short to intermediate throws that he's been hitting the last couple of weeks. And his two best throws of the game, Aguilar and Henry, you know, were down the field. He missed one deep shot later in the game to Aguilar in the end zone. But, you know, I don't know that he'll ever succeed throwing the ball deep maybe as regularly as he did yesterday, but oddly enough, his more concerning misses to me were in that short to intermediate range where he's been a lot better. I just think for whatever reason, you know, the pass rush was decent by the Chargers. Maybe he was playing on the West Coast. I don't know. I have to go back and really look at the film. But I thought it was some of his bread and butter stuff that really got to him yesterday, more so than the deep stuff.
Does yesterday's game make you rethink the trajectory of this team? I'm looking at the next three games, and you have the Panthers, Browns, and Falcons, and the first two, and maybe it's also because of the way those two teams have played, don't seem as intimidating anymore. Has this made you think differently about what we should expect out of the Patriots?
A little bit, but I said this on Friday when I was on with Adam Jones, that this next five-game stretch, they're playing teams that are either at or slightly above their level, but they all feel like winnable games.
Yeah.
And some of that's because of injury, like you alluded to with the Panthers and the Browns, but these are the teams that should be their peers, more or less. The Chargers, the Browns, these are teams that are kind of right. It should be right in their ballpark. So, you know, if they can go 4-1 on this stretch, which is easier said than done, but also not unrealistic, they're going to be right in things as we hit December. So, I don't know that it changes how I felt. I think that there's some feelings of confirmation, like they are who we thought they were. They are who they should be at this point, right? That's a game they probably should have won, and they won it, where, you know, early in the season they were in games that they probably should have won. They played like a team that should have won, and they didn't win. And that happened 3 or 4 times to start the season. So to see them win a game like that, it's like, all right, there's no, you know, this isn't a team that's anti-clutch. This isn't a team with a fatal flaw that they just can't finish these games. They finished a game, and I think they needed to see that, and it was encouraging from the outside looking in to see that.
Do you think Bill thinks this team is good enough to be buyers at this Tuesday or tomorrow's trade deadline?
Probably. There's some other circumstances where they might not be buyers. I mean, they don't have a ton of cap space. They're certainly not sellers. I think, yes, they confirmed they're certainly not sellers. I don't know that they're in a position to buy, but they shouldn't sell for sure.
If so, what are they looking at? Like, if you're Bill, what position are you looking at right now?
I'm probably just help in the secondary. Ideally a slot corner, but just because they're so versatile in the secondary with the players they have, they can pretty much add anybody, and it will help them. They could add a safety. They can add an outside corner.
Mills? He's electric.
That was not a good ending to that game.
No.
Yeah, I see. So that's part of the thing. I wonder if, because he played much better last year as a safety for the Eagles than an outside corner. And that's kind of what I thought his role would be when he got here. So if you get another outside corner, you can move him into kind of a box safety role, which takes the pressure off the slot corner without Jonathan Jones. You know, I wonder if a guy, and I'm posting this a little later this morning for 98.5thesportshub.com.
Hell yeah.
You know, I look at a guy like Logan Ryan, and his contract's a mess right now, so he'd have to maybe restructure it, but he can play some slot corner, he can play some outside corner. Like a guy like that, I know Kyle Fuller's name's been floated, and again, the contract would probably have to be reworked, but somebody like that probably helps. I also wouldn't hate seeing them at a running back. I just think, even as Ramondre Stevenson and J.J. Taylor come along, it still feels like they're a body short. Marlon Mack has said he wants a trade out of Indy. Maybe a guy like that. Those are the two spots I'd really look at. But if they add somebody, I think it's going to be like last year where they trade the conditional seventh for Isaiah Ford, and then he never even ended up playing here.
Oh, we love those deals. Those are fun.
I know. I had to sell my Isaiah Ford jersey for way less than I bought
it
for.
A tough one.
All right, Alex Barth, read him at 98.5thesportshub.com. Thank you, sir.
Thanks for having me, guys.
9-8 is where I got him at. I just went through the schedule in my head.
So they're winning five more?
Yep.
That's pretty much where I thought they'd be at the beginning of the season.
My prediction was that they would hopefully be a playoff team. They'd be right there on the cusp. They're 9-8 sounds about right.
They're a borderline playoff team.
So here's what I got.
Team.
We never do this, but let's do it.
No, though, now it's different.
All right,
now it's different because you kind of know more who this
team
is.
No, but we never go through the schedule.
I don't care. Let's do it.
I want to do it right now. I think you beat the Panthers.
But they got to win.
I think you lose to the Browns at home. I think you beat the Falcons.
Yeah, of course.
You lose to the Titans. You're losing in Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
You beat the Colts. You lose to Buffalo again. You get killed by the Jaguars. No, you beat the Jaguars, and you beat the Dolphins in Miami, which is no gimme. And that would leave you at...
Is that five wins?
Yes. That would leave you at nine and eight.
I don't think I would disagree with that. That Browns one's going to be interesting because you're right. The health has a lot to do with it as well.
The Indianapolis one, I'm going to disagree with you on. The Indianapolis one, I think they're going to lose.
Wentz has...
Really?
There was a play...
Wentz has played real well, and that defense is underrated.
There was a play in yesterday's game, and when we go around the NFL, it's the worst play I've seen all year that involved Carson Wentz. I mean, it might be... I pulled the audio, or Mike did, because I just wanted to hear the radio call of what those guys were saying. Wentz is like falling back in the end zone and throws it with his left hand.
Yeah.
And it gets intercepted on like the 2-yard line, and they walk it in for a pick six.
That's what they teach you to do, though, is they when under distress, go to your non-throwing hand and throw it in the middle of the field.
I don't know what the hell anyone was thinking on that play. But it is the worst play of the year so far.
If he gets an intentional grounding, it's a safety. He was just thinking. He was thinking with his head. But that's 9-8, and that's fair.
I think that those are not unrealistic. Listen,
yeah,
could they possibly, pull off something against the Titans? Maybe.
Okay. Yeah. But then.
That's the only other one.
Do they go to Miami and win?
Yes, they go to Miami.
I know you do.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they traditionally don't play well down there. So I think my 9-8 is very fair.
Yeah.
Very fair.
And 9-8 should hopefully be enough to get you into the wild card.
This should be a non-Twitter situation. I think my 9-8 is very, very fair.
But that's great.
Yeah, they're a 9-8 or 8-9 team, which is what I thought they'd be at the beginning of the season.
If in your first year of Mac Jones, you end up being 9-8, and chances are you make the playoffs, that's a good year.
Yes, I completely agree.
The expectations have been lowered a little bit. I mean, though, there were a lot of people predicting 10, 11, 12
wins. No one in this room.
But no, we're not. You guys and
Chad Finn said world. He said Super Bowl. So I mean,
Ted Johnson sat here and said 12 wins.
Well, they're not winning 12 games.
Now we know
they're not winning 12 games. Yeah. I mean, that's not happening. They're gonna run the table. They might slip up once.
You want to hear something great? So he obviously, Jameis Winston ended up getting hurt and had crutches, but he was dancing afterwards on his crutches.
Yes.
There was rumors that Cam Newton they were gonna get, because it makes sense. Bring in Cam Newton. Yeah. Sure, why not? You need a quarterback, because Taysom Hill, why was he out yesterday? He's hurt as well.
He's hurt.
So they had to go with Trevor Siemian. Per source, according to Pro Football Talk, the Saints will not be pursuing Cam Newton to replace Jameis Winston.
Oh, that's too bad.
What has Cam Newton done?
He's not good.
He can't throw.
He's awful.
They must know he can't throw.
But he's terrible.
But he's not.
It wasn't
backup to Trevor Siemian. Bad.
Yeah, you want to bet?
I guess.
I saw Trevor Siemian play a little yesterday.
He was good.
He was able to get the guy.
Trevor Siemian was good on the field.
He was okay.
Cam Newton's vaccination status had nothing to do with whether or not NFL teams wanted him. He got vaccinated. There are still no phone calls. Forget it. He's not good. He wasn't good last year. He's not good now.
I wonder if there's something to it that everyone in the locker room loves Cam Newton, and if you brought him in, it would almost be like a we're picking sides type of deal. Like if it was Trevor Siemian, and then you brought in someone like Cam Newton, whether the players would kind of be rallying to have Cam Newton be the guy.
New Orleans is a really well-run team. I don't know if that happens there. I mean, Sean Payton won that game.
Well, listen,
I mean, Sean Payton beat Tampa with an effing... I mean,
third-string quarterback.
Yeah, you want to feel good about like your little loss that you at home that you kind of, you know, were close to Tampa. I mean, Sean Payton beat them with Trevor Siemian.
Well, maybe that makes you feel better about losing to the Saints if you're a Patriots fan.
Sure. I mean, you could listen. Glass half full, glass half empty. We can play the game all day. It's fine with me.
Hey, they beat Mike White last week. That's all that matters. That's a big win.
Mike effing White from now on.
That's what they call
him. As far as you're concerned, here are the headlines.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Right now.
It's like they're all on laughing gas.
It's Tusher and Rich.
Slow. Yeah, everything's in slow motion.
On Boston's home for sports.
These are the kind of people that take snoozes under trees.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right. We're Tusher and Rich. Be listening at 7:50 this morning for your chance to score a pair of tickets to see the Peppas.
Yep.
At Fenway Park.
I will be going to that show because the opener. I'm a massive St. Vincent fan.
September 10th of next year, and you'll have a chance to be upgraded to general admission pit tickets for your tickets now. Get them before they sell out at the Red Hot Chili, the RedSox.com/ Red Hot Chili Peppers. I wish I could remember all the jokes that
Neil Hamburger
has. If you YouTube Neil Hamburger Red Hot Chili Peppers, there's no swears, but it's a series of jokes. How many Red Hot Chili Peppers does it take to screw in a light bulb?
How many?
Well, it depends when the last time it was they shot up. Why did the Red Hot Chili Pepper cross the road?
Why?
To go find their heroin dealer.
Can't see. The way Neil Hamburger delivers
why did the Red Hot Chili Pepper wear long sleeves?
Why?
Because their producer said he didn't like their new tracks.
Oh, jeez. That is a strange.
All right.
He does a whole thing.
Huh.
It's something worth playing. All right, so LSU. Okay, so if there is truly another planet on in the nation, it is Louisiana, for better or for worse.
They're the people of Louisiana. They speak differently.
Mm-hmm.
They speak almost in a different language.
Yep.
There seems to be very little law that is enforced in Louisiana. It's a very independent area, and LSU.
They don't have counties; they have parishes, which is really strange.
Yeah, and then you know there's murderers everywhere, and so what's interesting is LSU, who is a perennial powerhouse, has agreed to part ways with their head coach, but he's still coaching.
Ed Orgeron got the best voice in sports.
Ed Orgeron, how you like that fairy blue shirt you got on there, UCLA?
He said that when he was going into a UCLA game. And so there's these two guys. This was said to us by a listener. There's these two guys. They're doing the post game. Now, one of them looks like a Mets fan, and the other one just looks like a LSU guy. And they're doing the post game after the Ole Miss game. I guess LSU had lost to Ole Miss. And so the two of them, and if you can figure out what they're talking, arguing about, I will give you some leftover Halloween candy. Because what they're arguing about, I have no idea. But these are two people in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, arguing.
Two grown men.
They're grown. Well, listen. Everyone argues. I mean, if you're on the air every day with each other and you're having conflicting opinions, there's arguments. We
sure.
argue. Everyone argues. The thing I find interesting about this is, and I've heard arguments like this on the air all the time, but what's interesting about this to me is, like, you could tell me that this was, like, from, I don't know.
Not
like,
even about
like
sports.
Like, Spain or something.
Right,
and like,
right?
And like, I like have no idea. Like, they're not barely speaking English.
Right.
Like, I have no idea what they're talking about. It's a solid minute. I'm not going to stop it. But they have... tell me if you can figure out what they're talking about.
You said they're not as good a shape. Why is that?
Because they...
Don't get
the strength and conditioning coach is doing a lousy job.
All right. Yes.
Jesus H. Christ, man.
Two bits, four bits.
Fire a whole damn bunch of them. You got four things left to go.
Jesus. I love you. I love you, Hedy. Yeah.
Bound and determined to give me
damn
a damn heart attack. Why don't you just get a group of student assistants
damn
to go
right,
coach
Joey.
The next four games?
Because
then
you.
It'll be better.
You want Nate there. Nate, Bill, I love you.
Hanny, he can't come from Lafayette
Speaking
to Baton Rouge.
Speaking of English, I'm not pushing Napier. Your problem is you don't listen.
No, you're one of
you
them.
You say 12 times a show, Charlie, I got to ask you a question, and you don't answer. You don't listen to my answer.
I'm going
to
put your drawers in the crack of your ass.
Listen. You don't listen.
You said you'd be okay with it.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
What is going on?
And there ain't no flag.
That's good enough.
What are they talking about?
I don't know.
What school's in Lafayette?
Louisiana Lafayette? I have no idea.
I don't know.
Like what are they talking about?
Okay.
And when he
okay.
But when he's like, when listen to the beginning again. Like when the non-frazzled one starts going crazy.
Are they agreeing with each other? Or are they fighting?
I don't. Know there's what's going on here again. Imagine if you'd been driving all night and like you're on your 20th hour driving and this is on the radio, you would think that you were on the space shuttle.
You said they're not as good a shape. Why is that?
Because they
don't get
the strength and conditioning coach is doing a lousy job.
All right.
Okay. So the strength and conditioning coach is doing a lousy job.
All right. They're apparently he's agreeing with him.
Yes.
All right.
Because, but then this happens, and you tell me what he.
Yes.
Jesus.
Yes.
H. Christ, man.
Two bits. Four bits.
Fire the whole thing.
What? Huh? What? Two bits. Four bits. Why?
Whoa. 6 bits a dollar.
Like he's just in
cheering.
There's a video of it in the one that's like egging the other guy on. Yeah, like it seems like they're agreeing.
Yeah, a bunch of them. You got four things left to go. Jesus.
I love you.
Man.
I love you, Hedy.
I love you, Hedy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Bound and determined to give me
damn
a damn heart attack. Why don't you just get a group of student assistants
damn
to go
right,
coach
Joey.
The next four
I love
games?
You.
Charlie, I love you.
Yeah.
Hedy. Charlie, two bits, four bits.
Are they angry at each other? I still don't understand what's going on.
Here.
I love
you.
Then it'll be better.
You want Nate there. Nate, Bill, I love you.
Nate, Bill, I love you.
So I've heard this before. They're discussing the ending of the new season of The Crown.
Ah, I understand that. Well, listen, chess is talking about the Queen's Gambit, you're saying?
Yes.
He can't come from Lafayette.
Speak to the English! I'm not pushing Napier!
You don't. Hanny, your problem
know
is you don't
know,
listen.
I know what your problem
your problem is you don't listen.
No, you're one of the
You say 12 times a show, Charlie, I got to ask you a question, and you ear. Don't answer. You don't listen to my answer.
I'm going to put your drawers in a crack of your...
Listen.
You're right.
I'm going to put your drawers in a crack of your ass.
Listen.
Which is the best threat ever.
Please do.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes. You're going to atomic wedgie me?
Okay, well, what was this?
Speak to the English. I'm not pushing Napier.
Speaking of English, I ain't pushing Napier.
All right, a listener just tweeted me, and he seems to have the answer to this. Napier is the head football coach at Louisiana Lafayette. They are pushing Napier to maybe become the new LSU head coach. That's according to a listener.
That solves
nothing.
I'm going to
put your drawers in a crack of your ass.
Listen.
Just saying, that's what a listener is tweeting me.
But he says he's not saying that.
Okay.
He's very adamant about not saying that. He doesn't want to be on the record as saying that, John. It could compromise his career.
That's my fault.
His integrity is out the window if he goes with Napier.
Someone said, if I may put my Bayou decipherer on, they're debating who the next coach of the ball club should be. Yes.
I thought, but he's strength and conditioning coach. I've what's going on down there?
It's the Southern. So it's a Southern Stephen A. Smith.
Oh, no. Okay.
Put your drawers in a crack of your ass.
Listen.
Again, we've argued on this show. You get pissed off. You're debating or arguing. But the thing that makes this great is that I just got no clue, man.
Right. Like, where are they? Are they disagreeing? Are they agreeing? Are they friends? Are they not friends?
Okay. So, like, the listener sent the clip, and then I was like, all right, what's going on? So then I found an article with the video of it, and it makes even less sense than the audio did. I got no idea what's going on. The guy's egging him on, and then, like, it just flips on
two
a bits, switch.
Four bits.
Fire a whole damn down. Bunch of them.
Get, like, things left to go.
Jesus.
Like,
okay.
What's going on? Two bits, four bits, five dimes.
Put your drawers in a crack of your ass.
Listen.
And he's like, Alex, Muhammad, Sanu. He just starts, like, saying names.
Why would you say put the drawers in the crack of your ass? Like, does he want to do that?
Yeah, he wants to give him wedgie. He's going to wedgie you.
I'll give you a wedgie.
Okay. Because then you figure that if he goes to HR, I mean, if he goes, like, I'm going to hit you in the face, that's pretty obvious, but he's going to be the wedgie.
Because they...
He just gets winded. Where are the chicken wings?
Yeah, and if you saw him, you could see how he'd get winded.
Right. They're you're right. They're like the Louisiana Mets fans.
Yeah.
The Mets fans of the Bayou.
Yes, indeed. But what they're talking about, I'll never know. I mean, I've certainly something about the Lafayette, Louisiana coach. But then explain to me two bits, four bits, and then the random first names he's yelling out there.
So the producer of the show apparently put that video out
there.
And reading the comments underneath it, they said, people are saying, why did you delete the second video? My favorite part was where they were like saying F you, but not F. They were actually swearing during this thing.
Which I contend that you wouldn't even get in trouble.
No, swearing is almost, you said it best. I mean, swearing is something that
it's
is
so
just,
far down the line of things people are offended by right now. It's like.
Coaches do it. I mean, all of these players are doing it in post-game press conferences. Nobody really even seems to care.
I mean, Draymond Green is just a series of obscenities every time he gets the microphone, and they're all loving it. So.
Okay. Okay.
Maybe we keep an eye on this Louisiana postgame show from now on because they seem to be getting more and more riled up as the days go by.
What are their names? I already need to find out what they're called.
Oh, boy. Their names. All right. Caller number 10 right now to the Pride Motor Group contest line, 617-931-0985. We'll score a pair of tickets to see the Red Hot Chili Peppers at Fenway Park September 10th of next year and have a chance to be upgraded to general admission pit tickets.
Get your tickets now before they sell out in the Red Hot at redsox.com/RedHotChiliPeppers.
Put your drawers in a crack of your ass.
Listen.
Which is how they became famous. Everyone remembers the Red Hot Chili Peppers when they were very young would come out with their underwear in the crack of their ass. They had their socks on, their genitalia, but then you didn't see from behind where they would just...
Mm.
But if you saw the Woodstock documentary, you got to see Flea's hog.
I know. That was a shock.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that he was nude during that thing.
He was playing full-on nude. All right, when we come back, we'll head around the NFL.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.